If you head to Low Mill this weekend, you'll get to hear a wide variety of sounds, from the blues to country. Rock to something that defies description. The one thing all of this music has in common is the instrument.
So when the cigar box came around and was invented in about 1840, people just started using that. In addition to everything else.
That's William Yaley. When it comes to cigar box guitars, he literally wrote the book.
So the cigar box guitar and violin or banjo, whatever instrument it was popular at the time, really just kind of grew out of that.
Cigar box guitars are primitive, usually homemade instruments with a few strings connected to a broomstick or a wooden slab and a cigar box to amplify the sound. Yaley is a historian from Hartselle, Alabama. His specialty is homemade instruments like the cigar box guitar, which has seen a massive surge in popularity recently. Modern versions look more like scaled-down rectangular guitars with three or four strings and usually electronics for amplification. Why have cigar box guitars become so popular recently?
I can teach anybody, just about anybody.
That's Pat Nickel. He's a co-owner of the cigar box guitar store inside Low Mill.
Anybody that can count to four and knows their ABCs up to G, I can teach them how to play in a minute.
I actually came into the store 3 years ago, bought a kit, built it, fell in love with it, started taking lessons, and now I'm actually running the store. I'm the store manager.
That's Scott Griepentrog. He thinks another reason behind the interest in these instruments is a growing interest in maker and DIY culture.
It's people who have decided they're fed up with having to buy everything and then rebuy it because it breaks down. They want to know how to build it. They want to know how to fix it. They want to actually have some ownership in that process.
That's sort of what got David Helmick interested in cigar box guitars.
My wife bought me one about 11 years ago off the internet. And I've been around guitars since I was 7 or 8 years old. And I just looked at it and I said, you know, I can make something better than that.
Now, Helmick is renowned as a builder. He's based in Woodstock, Georgia, but he says his guitars are all over.
Because I've sold to everybody from doctors and lawyers to Indian chiefs, you know. Troy Sanders from Mastodon plays one of mine. Supposedly, Kenny Loggins has one of mine, and Keith Urban has one of mine, too.
Rob Roble of Destin, Florida, got hooked because of how simple these instruments are to play.
Well, I used to play guitar a lot when I was younger, and then I broke my neck, and I became partially paralyzed. And I pretty much lost all the feeling in my hands, so it was really hard for me to play, and I quit for like 15 years. And then one day I ran into a guy that had a cigar box guitar, and it only had three strings, and I could play it with one finger.
Then Roble started building, and he never looked back.
I live and breathe this now. This is my life. I get up in the morning, I build guitars 12 hours a day, and the rest of my time I spend out reclaiming wood. I never buy any wood from a store. Every piece of wood I use has to be at least 40 years old.
His guitars are truly works of art. I was there as he handed over a custom order for Nashville-based musician Travis Bolin.
And I used teak that came from an old sailing ship. The teak here is probably about 80 years old. The maple is about 60 to 80 years old. I mean, I've got Brazilian rosewood, teak, mahogany, walnut. There's so many different woods on here.
So whether you're interested in the art or learning to play, making one of these instruments yourself, or just taking in the array of musical possibilities, you won't want to miss out. Microwave Dave and Him for Her will play a free concert Friday night at 6. Then the 14th annual Cigar Box Guitar Festival is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., all that at Low Mill in Huntsville. I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News.